This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Aside from the job of a wet nurse, there is little reason to call something women's work, or is there? How is women's work different from that of men?
You sent us these responses.
From Missoula, women get approximately 86 cents on a man's dollar, and this isn't even taking into account the many unpaid tasks of domestic economy and child-rearing that we as a society expect women, mostly, to take responsibility for. From Seattle, if women's work is a term to define what women do better than men, then absolutely, women's work is a reasonable concept. The problem arises when we restrict women's work to persons of the female gender. If, for example, it is generally accepted that women are more attuned to relationship and feeling, then we might call caring for others women's work. Unfortunately, in our gender-imbalanced culture, men's work tends to be more highly valued monetarily, and women's work takes on a secondary, if not demeaning, connotation. And what do philosophers have to say?
Legally speaking, the concept of women's work disappeared in 1964 when companies were no longer allowed to advertise for female secretaries and male construction workers. All jobs needed to be open to all workers who could do the job, regardless of gender. It is wrong not to give men and women an equal chance to do work that they both can do, but there can be important differences in how men and women do the same work. A recent article from the BBC News in England took off from the scientific discovery that just 78 genes separate men from women. Here are a couple of their ideas. Women have the, if you need to be told, I'm not going to tell you, gene.
Men have the ability to balance an infinite amount of garbage in the trash can, gene.
Women use us and we when they should use I and me.
Whereas men use I and me when they should use us and we.
As with many comical observations, each contains a grain of truth. What special strengths do women bring to the public sphere? What special strengths do men bring to the private sphere? Ethically speaking, capitalizing on the separate strengths of each gender can help us find at least 78 ways to make a better society for men and for women.
Here is next week's question. Democracy is meant to widely distribute political power to citizens. How then should a democracy ethically deal with the political power of big money?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
You can also read transcripts and hear previous broadcasts. This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.